get to the point where you say, I have hit the mark. This is not like a retirement account where you say, oh, I've got enough to where I can live. This is a process that goes and starts when we come to this crossroad with Christ. We make our decision, and it continues for the rest of our days. So the question I want you to think about this morning, I want you to ask yourself this morning as we come to a conclusion. Do you look the same today? Do you look the same today as you did the first time that you started your walk with Christ? See, because the reality is this, and as harsh as it may sound, it doesn't change the fact that it's true. If you look the exact same today as a Christian as you did on the day that you were baptized into Christ, if you look the exact same, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And that's not my opinion, that's the text, because reality is this. Christ said, if you love me, in John 14 and verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And over throughout the New Testament, his commandments call for us to live a better life. To walk in the light, 1 John 1 says. To not hate our brothers, but to love them, in chapter 5 in the same book. Or to be transformed, as we see in the book of Romans, by the renewing of our mind. So when we consider this slide here on the back, that you see right here on my back, it's a brand new year. I'm not lobbying for a New Year's resolution. Because the reality is this, I don't want you to make a New Year's resolution that you're going to be a better Christian. I want you to make the decision that Christ is the most important thing in your life every day. And if he is, it will cause you to become better day in, day out, more and more each day. So when you think about that question, are you the exact same today as the day that you were baptized? If the answer is no, changes have to happen. There was something that drew you to Christ on that day. Whatever that thing is that drew you to Christ, whether it be an individual studying with you, whether it be that you saw it for yourself in the text, whatever motivating factor it was to make you decide that you need to be in a relationship with him, that same motivation needs to be used for you to become a better person day by day until the day that you and I die. This morning, if you're not in a right relationship with God, time is running out. Every day that we're here on this earth is one day closer to judgment day. The two thieves on the cross were on their last day. One decided to stay on the same path that he was on, and the other decided to make the decision to do something different. Because he made that decision to do something different, he spent the rest of his life in a place of rest with the Son of God. And you can do the exact same thing. I can do the exact same thing. If you're here and you have things that need to be changed, make those changes. Time is running by. James says that our life is but a mist. It's here for a little while and then it vanishes. Don't miss the opportunity to make those changes. Or maybe you're here this morning, you've never obeyed Christ. You've never put on the Son of God in the grave of baptism, water your grave of baptism, been immersed for the forgiveness of your sins. We'd love to sit down and study with you this morning and show you what it takes to become a Christian, an individual following the Son of God through life, becoming a better person day by day. Or maybe you're here this morning, you have something on your heart that you need prayers for. If there's any way that we can help you, don't put it off. Come right now as together we stand and sing.